This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for a Thursday afternoon. We're now joined by Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Always great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about South America. This is where we've been focusing for the past, several weeks, maybe more than a month now. Argentina had been very dry, though it appears this is about to change.
Well, they still are very dry, but you're right. Things are about to change. Nearly the entire growing belt of Argentina was drier than normal over the last 30 days, and about three-quarters of it was drier than normal over the last 2 months. This is a long period of time to be that dry, and they do need some rain for both corn and soybeans. As we go forward, there are a number of opportunities for rain. We saw a few showers over the last 24 hours, and we have a couple more thunderstorms that'll move through Saturday and Sunday. But the main reason that we think it's going to turn wetter in Argentina is because of what follows from early next week forward. There will be a number of storm systems that move through Argentina, and those will each trigger thunderstorm clusters in varying areas at varying times over the following 7 to 10 days. Because of all that, we're looking for widespread rainfall of 1.25 to 2.5 inches, which will wipe out the topsoil dryness problem that exists today, and it probably will alleviate a lot of the subsoil dryness as well. The big question then becomes what happens next. Well, we only can look forward about 2 weeks with any confidence. So we first need to get through all of these rain events, and then we'll reevaluate here at the end of the month to see how things look heading into January.
However, if we look backwards over those 2 months, it was a very large portion, if I remember correctly from our conversation last week, of the growing regions that have been impacted. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Our proprietary application shows that 96% of first crop corn production was drier than normal over the last 30 days in Argentina, and soybeans aren't faring a whole lot better. 92% of those were drier than normal over the same period.
When you look further to the north in South America, what do you find for places like Paraguay, Uruguay, and the production areas of Brazil?
Well, they all need some rain. They're all in the same situation. It hasn't been quite as dry, that being said, in parts of Brazil, simply because they saw a couple of rains that Argentina missed out on. But they're also going to turn a lot wetter. So we're basically in a scenario here where we're looking at a fairly significant problem right in front of us. But if you just look a little bit behind there, there's a whole lot of rain coming up. So this is the type of scenario that we've seen a lot of over the last 3, 4, 5 years. It seems like every time there is the potential for a drought to develop in some area of the world, including the United States, that problem gets wiped out very quickly with a couple of big rain events. I think that's what's going to happen here again.
On that note, farmers are beginning, and others, to discuss the dry regions in the U.S., especially across the Midwest, as it might relate to next growing season. However, if memory serves, just doesn't matter until we get into that change of time frame around March.
Yeah, I agree. Weather at this time of the year is not correlated to weather in the spring or weather in the summer. So even if you know exactly what's going to happen here over the next, say, 2, 4, 6 weeks, it just doesn't tell us much of anything beyond that. And because of that, we don't like to draw big conclusions from weather in the middle of the winter. You simply have to wait until the spring and then wait until the summer and kind of see how everything unfolds. There's plenty of examples going back in the past where you can see where a dry period like this is followed by big rains, and then a couple of examples where it simply continued, like in 1988, which is always one of the worrisome years for farmers to be talking about. But again, at this point in time, we just aren't that excited about it. It's way too early, and there are some pretty good rain and snow chances coming up here in about 7 to 10 days, so keep an eye out for that.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.